we were going through the rush, so the first thing we noted last time was that one of the rush's big makoros, that he must be right, namely that you could eat all three at once, that it's nefach, is the fact that the Gemara doesn't say anywhere otherwise. And we discussed what the Rashba might respond. We had three possibilities. What might be the basis for the Rashba's perspective, at least a source? Is there such a source for the Isser, presumably Midrabanan, of eating Shlashim Shachas? Then the Rash goes ahead and brings another source that it must be Mutter. Why? Well, and here it's going further, assuming that you could eat all three Bevas Achas, which is, so he has his oldest kind of sakes, Feka, and the like, and he says, but once Lamaisa, I showed you that you're allowed to eat all three at once, so if you cook them up together also, it will remain Mutter, right? V'lo amrinan nihid b'chol zman shu yave shu batal b'rov mikol makom k'shim bishlo nifla taimo v'oser deloma tinu davar mutter l'ochlo she ate zero oser v'prachazinan. Sometimes you have the reverse, but we never have this situation where you could eat all three together, and now all you do is you cook it, and it becomes oser. Now the Bachan Simon is medayik, that from the lashon of lo matzinu davar mutter l'ochlo sheitziro aser, that there's no such thing. It doesn't exist. B'chol tarkula, it sounds that way. The Rambam, the Rush uses a pretty categorical language, and therefore, let's say you had min b'she'enu mino yavesh b'yavesh, which we said midaraisa are batel b'rov, and you cooked that up, then midaraisa you could eat the taroves. Now, that's a remarkable chiddush, because after all, at this point, the tam iser is going to be nirgash in the taroves. But he says, look, the Rosh said, lo matzinu, and how could we justify that? Because the Rosh told us there was nefach l'heter. So, what, you're not being telling tam shel iser, you're being telling tam shel heter. It was nefach, it's kulo mutter, and the like. That is the view of the Bach. And the Shach disagrees. We talked about the Shach when we did Sariches and the Hakdama, so we're not going to get into this again. But the Shach basically says that no, that the Heter of the Chiddush of Tam Kikar teaches me that any time it's near, it's the Tam Ha'iser is near Gash, so that's like Nikar Ha'iser. And just like it's obvious that despite the Rush's theory about Nikar Ha'iser, about a Nefach, that let's say you were to remember which iser, which piece is aser, right? You you fall and you bump your head and you say, oh, now I remember that it's the larger piece that happens to be the one that's aser. Obviously, in that case, we wouldn't say, well, no, it was nefach leheter, it's still mutter. When it's nikara iser, it's not a taroves anymore, and it's chozer leiser. So too, in this case, when you cook it together, and the shach, I'm sorry, the Rush over here, when he uses that lashon, he's talking about in this type of case where it's min b'mino, and therefore it's not nikar ha'iser. And this is the Shach Lashitaso, as we know from his position about the nature of tam ki'ikar. Okay, we talked about this already in terms of what the Bach would respond. That could be because of a different understanding of tam ki'ikar, or could be because of a different understanding of nefach. Now, you have an interesting parenthetical question, which brings us a little back to our discussion also from Tzadiches, but it's worth thinking about again, since perhaps we'll have a better appreciation of this now, which is, remember the Shach's Shita against the Pashup Shad and the Rashba from Simon Tzadiches, is that if you have min b'mino b'davar acher, so that's considered nikar ha'iser. Let's say you have rov heter and a min b'mino, two pieces of shchuta, one piece of nevela, and water, or potato, or the like. Let's say water. So you cook them all together, but there isn't shishim keneged a nevela. What's the halacha according to the Shach? Esser D'oraisa. It's considered Nikar Esser. That's a Shach from Tzadichas. The Rashba seemed to say not that way, because he said in the case of Nishbach by Min B'min of Davar Acher, you could be Mekel, because it's Tzadik Rabban L'Kula, and the Shach said the Rashba's not really saying what he sounds like he's saying, etc. But that's the Shach Shita. So I have a question for you. Let's remember, why is there an Isser D'Rabbanan by Min B'Shein Omino Yavish B'Yavish, according to the Shach especially? Gzer Shem Yavashlein. So every case of Min B'Mino, let's have an Isser of Gzer Shem Yavashlein. Because if you have Min B'Mino and you're Mevashel, then what's the din? It should be Aser M'Daraisa. Unless you happen to be Mevashel, then with Shishim Keneged the Isser. But typically you won't. Right? And if you're Mevashel, then it's an Isser D'Raisa, according to the Shach. So why isn't...
Wait, why isn't Min B'Mino?
Two pieces of shchuta, one piece of nevela, and I cook it up. Each one is a kazayas, and I cook it with five kazayasim of water.
So it's Min B'Mino, same taste, so you're not going to taste it. So why is it aser?
Because it's no same tam in the water. And it's tam kicker. Right? That's a shach shita from Siman Tzadichas. The Shach said,
"So
all right, so Gzeir Shem Yivashleim. You're right. So you could maybe we're not choshesh for Bishul. We're only choshesh for Tzlikedar. But it's pretty strange, right? Gzeir Shem Yivashleim. It's true. If you cook it with no added ingredients, indeed, it will remain mutter Hederaisa Vade Hatter. But." So you could say that. In Achanam, you're right. The Shach says, we're all, min b'she'enu mino, there's a gzeir v'shem yivashleim, it means together with no added ingredients. We're not concerned that if you added some ingredients, we're not concerned gzeir v'shem yivashleim with other ingredients. But in Achanam, if you were to be mevashel then with other ingredients, it would taka b'yinus or deraisa. That is a very, very difficult assumption, right? So, this seems to be a major question on the Shach's position, really.
Get it? It's just two steps. It's two steps removed. It'll be zero. As well as the lap balap, which is already in the
Min b'sheinu mino yavish b'yavish. It's aser, even though midaraisa it's bat b'rov, gzeir Hashem yivashleim. Here, min b'mino. It's right here too, gzeir Hashem yivashleim. If you're mevashel, then it's an iser deraisa, according to the Shach, no?
Yeah, but min b'mino would be iser d'rabbanan, and if we were to...
No, iser d'oraisa. If I go ahead, I have two pieces of shchuta, one piece of nevela. Right? And I cook them together with water.
Maybe you could say that if it's acher nidios ataroves, then...
But the Shach, in a million years, doesn't hold to that, because then that should be true for min b'sheinu mino also. Min b'sheinu mino! Two pieces of kosher meat, one piece of non-kosher meat, ein omino, and you cook them up, what's the din? Iser deraisa. We don't say yediyah, we say chozer v'ner, because it's nikar iser. That's certainly the Shach holds of that. Right? So what's the difference? In both cases, there's the same gzeir Hashem yivashleim. The only difference is that when it comes to min b'shein omino, there would be an iser deraisa without added ingredients, and when it comes to min b'mino, there's an iser deraisa only with added ingredients. So, again, you could say, yeah, we're only concerned gzeir Hashem yivashleim with out added ingredients. But we're not concerned gzeir Hashem yivashleim. But if that were right, you'd expect the Shach in Siman Kuftes and in Siman Tzadichas. Siman Kuftes, right, the Shach says, you could cook them up. She'd say, well, actually, you could only cook them up with, or I guess the Shach doesn't actually have to say that, because we don't paskin like the Rush. But the B'dievid, we paskin like the Rush, right? The Rush should say this, that we should be concerned gzeir Hashem yivashleim with, you make sure that when you eat these, you don't eat them with water. Right? So that's a very strong question. So who asked this question? On our siman, the Prima Gadim. And he gives two answers. His first... Sifsei Das Siman Kufta. Sifkat and Tess. Sifkat and Tess. Sifkat and Tess. Okay. So he gives two answers. Number one, The shach in Siman Tzadi Ches, that it's dino kenikara iser, is only a din derabanan. Doesn't sound that way from Siman Tzadi Ches. Okay? That's first answer. Second answer, which...
is there after you cook it and you can taste the tam?
Yeah. Right, which is a little schwer because, remember, he was slugging up the Rashba because he thinks it's an Issa D'Raisa. Anyway, that's his first answer. I think it's very difficult in terms of the Lashon of the Shach in Tzadi Ches. Second answer, he says, which is, I think, what you have to say, and it's fascinating, I think we mentioned this in Tzadi Ches also, is that the Shach would agree when it's Bezachar Zed, that it's not Nikar Eser. In other words, over here, this is Kain what Shmuel was saying, but with a Kenech, which is over here, first you had the Taroves Min Bemino, right? Like we said, two pieces of Shchuta, one piece of Nevela, and it's Chal Bittel. And it's not Chozer V'Neir when you add the water and cook it up. Aye, but didn't the Shach say it's always Chozer V'Neir when it's Nikar Eser, and isn't this Nikar Eser? No. Answer is, this isn't Nikar Eser, because the tam you taste is tam basar, and rov basar is shchuta. So it's not considered being toem tam iser. Aye, so then why didn't he agree with the Rashba and Siman Tzadi Ches? Over there it was bevas achas. In other words, over there we're talking about a case where bevas achas, you, let's say there wasn't the idea, so you cook together water and the two pieces of shchut and one piece of nevela, right? So, and that, you cooked it all up together. So in that case, it is considered nikar ha'iser and nirgash ha'iser, which is a massive chiddush, meaning to say, if you want to put it a little differently, there's a higher standard for identification vis-a-vis nikar ha'iser for the creation versus chozer v'neir. And that's because the hetar is chal with the adias hataroves. So to undo a taroves via nikar ha'iser, you need a strong nikar. It's not enough to just allow the iser to have an impact on the total taste, like in this case, where it does have an impact on the total taste. It makes this stew taste more meaty. If you remove the nevela, it would taste different. No, that is considered nikar ha'iser to prevent bittel from being chal, but it's not considered nikar ha'iser to undo the bittel that already took place. To undo the bittel that already takes place, you mean mamish nikar iser. I need to be able to see the iser, identify the iser, and say, oh, that's iser, I see it. Right? Just like if you started off with even yavish b'yavish min b'mino, you forgot which one was the iser one, and then, oh, you remembered. To undo bittel that was chal via yedias iser, so that requires a absolute nikar iser. And therefore, when you have min b'she'eno minu yavish b'yavish that you cook together, since I can pinpoint the tam nevela, so that's nikar iser, and the bittel is undone. Mashein kain, when you have our case, in which there was first bittel, and then you want to undo the bittel, so here you can't point to the tam nevela. You could point to its presence. You could say, well, this tastes different because the nevela is here, and that's enough to prevent bittel from being chal, but it's not enough to retroactively undo the bittel, or, I don't know, retroactive. Undo the bittel. Could be retroactive, it could be active. But to undo the bittel. Yeah?
Isn't someone told the Taz just at the end of Sif cut and base?
I forgot what the Taz said at the end of Sif cut and base. Which Taz?
So then the Gotham Bezi directly contrasts Siman Tzadi Ches with what we're saying here.
Dim afal pishagam iser nozin tam le'en omino mikol makom en atam nirgash b'fnei atzmo.
As far at least. Sorry.
Just one second, one second. Well, I don't know if the Pshat doesn't say it. The Taz is just saying why this isn't considered Nikar Isser. That might be true even if it's at one step. In other words, that Taz, the Taz might be like the Rashba. The way the Taz says it is, this is not Nikar Isser. It could
because
be
another meaning.
Right, but that could be true even if it was Bevas Achas. Mm-hmm. If you cook together Shchuta plus Nevela, and there's more Shchuta than Nevela, plus water, that's not Nikar Isser at all. Right? Like the Pashup Shot in the Rashba against the Shach. So the Taz isn't a Raya to this Yesod.
It's not parallel.
In other words, what the Shach here is sort of saying is, I agree to the Rashba or the Taz. I agree to the Rashba and the Taz as long as it's B'Zacharzeh,
right,
but not if it's B'Vasachas. Even though the reason why B'Vasachas is a problem is Alt Nikar Isser. And the reason why that's so surprising is because I would have thought, Lule the Shach, that there's one definition of Nikar Isser. And what the Shach is saying is, no, there's two definitions of Nikar Isser. There's weak Nikar Isser, which prevents Bittul, mm-hmm, and there's strong Nikar Isser, which undoes Bittul.
Why is it, I still don't understand, why is it weaker Nikar Isser when we're creating, by the case of Dabra Acher?
Again, what does the Shach say? The Shach says the following two halachos. If you have two pieces of shchuta, two kezayis of shchuta, one kezayis of nevela, and water, and you cook it together, and then you have nikar iser, it's aser, you cook it together, it's iser de'oraisa mishem nikar iser, right? Mm-hmm. And even though you don't taste the nevela per se, because it's ro shchuta, still that's considered Nikar Isser and Aser Deraisa, right? But if you first have, if you have Yediyasa Isser before you cooked it, right? You had two pieces of Shchuta, one piece of Nevela, you had Yediyasa Isser, and then you added the water and cooked it, so then there's no Aser Deraisa, right? And it's not considered Nikar Isser. So the question is, why is that? If it's Nikar Isser, it's in Mitzios, it's exactly the same thing, right? So why in one case is it Nikar Isser, in one case is it not Nikar Isser? That's the question that we're trying to figure out.
So Yediyah is not enough.
We know Yediyah isn't enough to prevent Nikar Isser, because the Shach certainly says if you have Mim B'Sheinu Mino that you cook up together, it's going to be Yediyah Isser and Aser M'Deraisa, right?
And that's because Rebbe's saying it's going back, it already has a Heter Bittul, now it's trying to create Chozer Neir, whereas
that's the difference.
It's just
right.
Preventing Bittul.
Right.
Why is that weaker? Why is it easier to prevent Bittul than...
Because there hasn't yet been the Chalos. Bittul. Bittul is Nefach Lahater. The Isser is Nefach Lahater. To undo it requires something more significant, because you need a new chalos. You have to undo it, right? Until now it was mutter, and now it's chal and iser, right? This is a reflection of the rush's nefach. One of the questions, you know, to sort of jump ahead, which we'll think about, is you know, to what extent does, in the end of the day, the rush really hold of nefach? He holds of nefach in that you could eat all three at once, but He also says, we say Chozer V'Neir, and it's Aser and Termas Masa and the like. So does he really hold of Nefach at all or not? So this Shach is a reflection of his understanding that the Rush really does hold of Nefach. And since the Rush does hold of Nefach, right, so therefore you need a higher standard. So the Isser is turned into Hatter, and therefore to turn it back into Isser has a much higher standard than to just prevent Bittul in the first place, because we're not undoing a halachic chalos or creating a new halachic chalos, right? So it's very, very mistaber if you, this chiddush of the Shach is very mistaber if you assume that the Rush really does hold of Nefach even when all is said and done. And when he acknowledges that we say Chozer V'Neir, that doesn't mean that he's really not saying Nefach. No, he really is saying Nefach. It's just Chozer V'Neir. But once you say that, then it makes a lot of sense that this would be true. And it's especially true, by the way, in the world of the Shach, because remember, the Shach really thinks that he himself thinks that the Rush didn't go far enough in this respect. He thinks that we should actually say kama kama batel without tom kicker, right? He thinks that the Rush's view of Chozer v'Neir and Min B'Mino is wrong. Yes?
Could we say that this is a din based on Zibzir Gori?
Well, no. Why do you need to get so fancy?
I'm asking if we could get it. Ha. In other words, since the Rush holds, or the Shach understands the Rush holds Nefach,
right.
So now that it's true that you Tom Busser
Zev Zeg Gorim the Tom, and that's why the Tom Kicker is in Chal, because there's two contributions. So Zev Zeg Gorim causes Tom Kicker, but doesn't prevent the undoing of Tom Kicker. You're saying the same thing as me, but you're giving us fire. I'm just saying it's a reflection of Nefach.
Yeah.
You're saying the Lamda says Zev Zeg Gorim, but you're acknowledging basically everything that I'm saying.
I'm just asking.
So I don't know why you need to say it.
So we'll go with the simpler.
Okay, so let's stop for a moment now, and go back to the Rosh, but we'll get back to the Rosh for a second. So we've seen in the Rosh that he holds of Nefach. So what does the Rashba say about Nefach? So obviously we know that Lamaisa, he doesn't allow you to eat all three pieces at once. But is that an Isser Deraisa? Or is that an Isser Dirabanan? So I think the simpler reading of the Rashba is that that is just a Din Dirabanan. His Lashon is, Dekevan Shiyesh Sham Kedei Shira Bittel De'oraisa, Dimi De'oraisa Chad Betrei Batil, V'ashalomar B'chol Acha Shema Achshav Eino Ochel Esa Isser, Hekilu Bo Af Medivreihem Shalo Latzricho Shishim Kishari Surim. And I think the simplest way to read that line is, since even though mid-oraisa, it's nefach, but they were makil to allow you to eat all three, but not to eat all three at once. Now, you don't have to read the Rashba that way. I don't know if that's what you're saying. I thought that's the easier read of that line. Yeah.
So according to this mahal from the Rashba, why would the Rashba need to come on to? Meaning, if we ate two already, so I'll be told that you already ate the Isser.
The Heter, as long as.
That sounds like a Deoraisa Svar.
No, I don't know why not. It's a Derabbanan Svar. Why am I allowed to eat the third one? Isn't eating the third one Vaday Isser? And he already told you can't do Vaday Isser. Answer is, it's not Vaday Isser. In other words, the Din Derabbanan is that your act, the act that we're assessing from a halachic perspective, cannot be one that involves vadai isser. So, and that's what he says, right? As long as I could say shema achshav eino ochel asa isser, so there's no need to make the isser drabanan. The isser drabanan is only when I say your vadai being ochel the isser. So I ate two already, so now I have a new shiloh, could I eat the third piece? What's the answer? Am I vaday ochel asa iser with this? No. So it's matter. Why would we make it asa midrabanan? They only made the asa midrabanan when the act that I want to do, the act in question, is vaday iser. Then they made the asa midrabanan.
So everything is just talking on a midrabanan level, as opposed to hadith out there, I guess, the Rashba's talking.
Right, I don't know why that, you said it's a deraisa svara, but I don't know why that's a...
Meaning it makes more sense to say that, no, it's...
The Din D'Rabbanan is that you can't do an act that involves Vaday Achilas Isser.
So he is being Machmir Midrabbanan.
Well, that's the question. Is this a Chumra D'Rabbanan or a Chumra D'Raisa? Two ways to read the Rashba. The Rashba tells you, Lamaisa, I can't eat all three pieces at once. Right? Is that a Din D'Raisa? Is that a Din D'Rabbanan? It's not explicit in the Rashba.
I understand that, no, it's a haga. In other words, like, no, it's...
Yeah, it is an anaga, but...
It's
so,
a nefach, mamish. It's just... It's holchanach harov.
You could definitely say that. Well, you can't... It's hard to say it's a pure holchanach harov, because then you shouldn't be able to eat two pieces at once. Right? And he says, l'chore, he's mesupik about that a little bit, but in the end of the day, he says you can. Right? If it was holchanach harov...
Doesn't even then a suffix.
He says Afshar, but it's understood, and I think this is a simple reading of the Lashon, and everybody understands him this way, Beis Yosef and the Torah and the like. as being makel on that chayla. So, but it's a suffix because that's the, precisely the question: how far is this iser go? That's a shayla whether it's an iser rabbanan or a deraisa. But it's not pure holchan achar harov. That's for sure. The iser rabbanan is not. You must see. At first, I tried to say that, well, maybe it is a din derabanan or deraisa of holchan achar harov. Aye, then how could you eat two at once? So I thought, based off of that halacha that we had at the end of Kof Aleph, that called a parish, meruba parish. And that's true, even though statistically it's not true. But still, halachically, we see that as a rov. But Rabbi pointed out that's clearly wrong, because then if I took away one, I shouldn't be able to eat two. Right? Bevasachas.
Because your eating is...
But it's parish from what? So you have to say there's an imaginary taroves, and it's parish from that. In other words, there's only two left.
Did you say last time that the taroves is very much telling your perception? Because
but even perception here, it's not. There's no taroves left. I had three pieces. I took one. Good. Called the parish meruba parish. Now.
What would you do with it?
Now I want to take two more and eat it. Bevasachas.
You're assuming like the grub.
The Rashba seems to assume that's mutter.
Why are you assuming that moving something is parishing it?
Where's the. So how are you going to define called the parish to allow for this? But saying, so tell me where the parish is. But you can't say meruba parish if there's no taroves left. This is what remains. Eat the first one, call the parish meruba parish. Gevaldik. That's okay. I'm fine with that first one. Now I want to take the next two and eat them together, or cook them together and eat them. Right? It's hard to say call the parish meruba parish or din rov on that. Even a
you can say it's the same question if you eat two and you're eating the third.
Eating two, I could hear. So maybe. But then maybe you're right, that would be a problem also. But then, okay, maybe you could split hairs. You could say, when I took the first two, it's mutter, it's called a parish. And then when I eat the third one, no, when I eat them one at a time, then I could also say, then I don't even need to come out to party. I could just say, take each one, and I don't even need called a parish over there. Then I could just say, I'll pee rove, statistically. That you don't need to be fancy. To eat one at a time, you need nothing fancy, because statistically, each one is mutter.
The third, now that you've eaten two.
That's still, it's still statistically more likely to be mutter than us, sir.
You're working with different, resulting assumptions.
I agree. So that's what I'm saying. But even if I could go ahead and split that, maybe you're right, it's inconsistent. But even Zalzain, I could say that, yeah. But I certainly can't take away one, eat that, and then eat the remaining two of asachas. In other words, according to either model, I don't see how that would work. Unless you say it's parish from a theoretical tarovest that remains on my plate after I took it away. So I didn't really see how that works. I don't think... So that's why the pshat and the rashba, pasha pshat, is not anything to do with rov, halachach rov, or kol parish, or any of that. It's simply that, again, if you think I'm right, it's not just me. Well, in a minute I'll tell you who says it's midiraisa batel, but the way I'm presenting it now is that really it's mutter, because the rashba midiraisa holds a bittel, and it's nafach, and it's mutter. But there's a caveat, midrabanan, which says that you can't eat vada yeser, right? And so as long as anything short of that is okay, as long as it's, even though it's not rov, as long as it's not vada yeser, then that wasn't what was rabbinically prohibited. You could even say that on a raisa level. I don't think it's inconceivable. It's just, I don't think the lashon sounds that way. So, does anyone say this besides me? So the Taz certainly assumes this way in Sifkat and Aleph. He assumes that the Rashba is a din de Rabbanan. Nope, he doesn't prove it. The Prima Gadim also says this in the Mishpat Sozav over there. And he does prove it. He says it's Pashat. What's his proof? De Belach Belach Bemino Kuli Alma Modu De Minatora Beruba Sagi. And midrabanan you need shishim. In other words, what is the Prima Gadim assuming? And this is a questionable assumption. The Prima Gadim is saying, look, everybody agrees to nafach, at least in terms of lach v'lach, right? Whether it's min, so min b'she'en umino, you could say, okay, then, you know, you don't need nafach, it's just, there's no chalosis in the first place. But let's say, rov min b'no, right? I have a drink. I have a bottle of oil, and it's 51% liquefied shuman and 49% liquefied chaylev. So midraisa, it's 100% mutter. So I could drink the whole thing. How could that be? I'm vade drinking iser, and it's mutter. So it must be nafach. So if that's true for lach balach, why wouldn't it be true for yavish b'yavish? It's nafach. And therefore, it must be that the chumra not to eat all three pieces at once is derabanan, because the Rashba clearly doesn't deny nefach. He agrees to nefach and lach balach. So why wouldn't he agree in yavish b'yavish? Right? Now, you could try to question that and say, no, the mechanism of bittel, yavish b'yavish and lach balach, are fundamentally different, because in one case they're nivlal, in one case they're discrete. And we talked about that last time. Does that make sense? I mean, they are actually probably learned from the same source. If you think that according to the Rashba they're learned from two different sources, then maybe not. But the Pashup Shot is that they're both learned from the same source. But still, you might still say that they work differently. And as long as they're discrete, we don't allow for Bittel and the Nefach form. Whereas in Lach you have to, and something like that, because otherwise it would be Aser, sort of say what the Rush says at the very end, which is Achram Lato says this is Mutter. So if Lach Belach is Mutter, must be that it's Nefach. And if Yavish B'Yavish is Mutter, it doesn't mean Nefach. That, this part the Rush doesn't say, but the Rashba might say, it doesn't mean Nefach, it means you say Holchanach Ararov. But that would say you can't eat all three at once. So the Prima Gadim isn't... is it mochrach? I think you could say not that way, but it's certainly the pashup shot. The pashup shot is that once you hold of nefach for lach balach, why wouldn't you also hold of nefach for yavish b'yavish? In which case, you'd have to say that they made a chumra midrabana not to eat all three at once. The chelkas yoav, if you want to see, it's a Tanyana Tazayin, has a very nice piece on this topic, and he basically makes the same argument, that since you hold of nefach midaraisa by lach b'lach, he says a little differently than the Prima Gadim.
But
Chelkas Yoav Tanyana Tez Zion, he says that let's say someone does not hold of nefach midaraisa and holds that it's also midaraisa to eat all three, so he says, why don't you say the same thing by lach b'lach? Because there's only one for Bittel anyway. We'll get to Tosus Rid. We'll get to the Tosus Rid. But, yes. So what you're saying is, look, once we have somebody that said that, so must not be Mukhrach. Okay.
Yeah, I was also going to ask, like, based on the Taz and the Rashbam, like Chema, that we also see that lach b'lach is different, and it's more, it's not
Well, of course that's true, but the question, but once you, the Prima Gadim's point is once you concede that Bittel has the koach to turn Isser into Heter, then alach l'havi raya that it only does it for lach b'lach and ayash b'yavish, and since there is no compelling evidence for that, I don't think the Chema discussion would be compelling evidence for that, so then it's not true. The discussion over there was really something else, which is what's considered Nikara Isser. Is Nikara Isser defined by the ability to remove it or the ability to notice it or discern it? So I don't really see why that's relevant. Everybody agrees that if it's Nikara Isser, you don't say Bittel, whether it's Lach B'Lach or Yavish B'Yavish.
Right, but you still saw from there the idea that
just because there are differences, it's not a raya. Separating it means, as nicker, I could take out the isser. For yavish b'yavish, even though you could take out any particular piece, you can't take out the isser because you have no idea what it is. So I don't see why that's relevant. Now, of course, if you say that midoraisa, we'll say like this, Rabbi's point is correct, which is that there are some shitos that midoraisa don't seem told of nefach. One is the Goshari Dura Bidasa Smag, who holds that there's an Issa Deraisa to eat all three at once, and another is the Tosos Rid. Tosos Rid and Bava Basra, Lamed Alpha and Basi goes even further. He thinks that if you have Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Mino and you eat all three, that means you're Chayav Achatas. There's a Tshuvas Rid about that, and a Piskei Rid. And clearly, they would seem to hold, that's what Rabbi's pointing out, that we don't say Nefach, at least by Yavish B'Yavish. So, what about Lach B'Lach? So, they must be Mechalik, along the lines of what we were saying, that the Bittel works differently when they're single unit than when the pieces remain discrete. Now, I don't want to get too much into the Rid, but I'll make one small ha'ara about it, which is that it could be the pshat in a Rid. This is, I think, the conventional approach, is that he just denies nefach entirely. And maybe he just holds it's like holchanach harov, in which case you would wonder, according to the Rid, maybe you shouldn't be able to eat two at once either, right? Like we said. The alternative way to read the Rid is to say no. Maybe even he holds of nefach, and that's why the Rid would agree you could eat two at once. What then does he hold? He holds that when you're vadai ochel iser, when you eat that third piece, when one person eats that third piece, so then it's chozer v'neir, because it's vadai iser. In other words, just like, you know, the Rush concedes by Tumas Masa that it's an Isser Tumah D'Oraisa in that case. Again, the Rush says, okay, yeah, well, we'll say it's Batel L'Gabi Maga and not Batel L'Gabi Masa. But the Rush holds of Chozer V'Neyor, despite his holding of Nefach. So maybe the Rid also holds of Chozer V'Neyor, despite his holding of Chayav Chatas. He just thinks that when one person eats all three, that's a type of Chozer V'Neyor. That's like Tumas Masa, since you're Vadei Ochel Asa Isser. So I certainly agree that the Rid will distinguish between Lach B'Lach and Yavish B'Yavish. But that doesn't mean that in Yavish B'Yavish he denies Nafach entirely. Maybe what he holds is just a strong Chozer V'Neyor.
And you already ate two of them. Yeah.
The point is that any time there's vadai iser here, then we don't say, we say chos v'neir.
But I'm asking, it's in your stomach. Like, who cares?
No, but
not doing an avera, or I don't know.
No, I mean it's like when you go ahead and you it's more like tumas masa. Or it's like being Mosef Isser, or the like. Now, you're right. Maybe, that's an interesting point we have to consider, we'll talk about in a moment, which is, do we still see it as a Taroves or not? Right? We should talk about that. We'll get that into a minute in terms of defining the Taroves. But that's just another way to understand the Tosos Rid. And I don't know which way is right. I just don't think that it's obvious that you could say one way is right, one way is wrong. One reason why you might want to learn the Rid the second way, I'm considering, that it's a type of Chozer V'Neyor halacha, is to explain why the Rid presumably agrees you could eat two at once. Mm-hmm. Another reason that Rabbi brought up, though this is a complicated question, is the sugya of Isur and Mevatlin Zezem might support that possibility. Okay. Okay, so let's go back then to one other point. Reason what might indicate that even Rashba's a Dinder Rabbanan is another line in it that the Prima Gadim points out, which is his lashon of the Rashba said to Asr Lachol Kum Ka'achol Misham De Az Have Le Kedvarim Hanivlalin Debayi Shishim. Now, Dvarim Hanivlalim requiring Shishim is a Dinder Aisa or Dinder Rabbanan? The Rabbanan. So when he says when you eat all three at once, it's like Dvarim HaNivlalim, and therefore you would need Shishim, it sounds like Isser D'Rabbanan, right? The comparison to an Isser D'Rabbanan indicates that this is also an Isser D'Rabbanan. In other words, it's bechlal, the din derabanan of dvar maniflalim requiring shishim. We know long when you eat all three at once, this is no longer a taroves of yavish b'yavish, it's now a taroves of nivlal, it's a taroves of lach b'lach. And lach b'lach, we know midrabanan you need shishim, and he doesn't hold to this vart of nefach, at least, the idea of causing bittel, the nefach and the like. No, basically what he's saying in that line, he's saying, why is it usher to eat all three at once? That is bichlal, the isser derabanan of dvarim hanivlalim. And that formulation is further evidence within the Rashba, that the Rashba must be talking about a din derabanan.
Are we going to address the Taz and the Shach both saying nefach in the Shulchan Aruch Taz and the Rashba?
Which, what's the problem?
I mean the Taz, especially the Taz, which says nefach in the Shita of the
Shulchan
Aruch and Asikasha.
Right, but everybody...
But
I'm saying the point is, so far what we're saying is that everybody assumes that the Rashba holds of nefach midoraisa. No. Even by yavish b'yavish. That's what the Prima Gadim, he has all those proofs that the Rashba holds. Prima Gadim being several proofs that the Rashba must hold of nefach.
It's a chumra
derabanan. When we say it's a chumra derabanan, we're saying that there's nefach midoraisa and there's a chumra derabanan.
So for the proof, meaning...
That's his point. Well, the Taz definitely assumes that way. I think it's also the simple reading of the Shach.
Okay.
Fine. Does anyone hold that the Rashba is a din d'oraisa? So, I saw that the Rav was medayik that the Gra holds that way. Why? If you look at the Gra, Sifkat and Hay, it says... The Tama Bittol de Al Kol Achas Sheochel Omer Zehu Haeter Mashein Kain Bevas Achas. I assume that he was learning just like you.
But my footnote in the Torah quoted a prescribed two prescribes in Zachem. Of course, you would say that. based on the distinction between Lach and Mishperish. As being like a halach bittul versus a mitziyasik bittul, that's how he gets around the prima gadim issue. But he said, I don't know if he says beferish. Pretty sure he says beferish that based on this gra, it's daraisa.
Aha, says brisker maseiche. I don't know what you see from the gra to tell you the truth, because the bittul the time for he's just more or less quoting the lashon of the Rashba. So. The Rashba said the same thing in slightly different words, but he says, "I'll call achas v'achas omer zehu." So, if you think it's a raya from the Gra, you think it's a raya from the Rashba. But Adirabba, I thought from the end of the Gra, you have a raya that the Gra clearly holds it's the Rabbanan. What's my raya? Shnei Shvilin. Shnei Shvilin is it? Who says it's a din d'oraisa? Right. Yeah.
No.
So.
Aha.
So I guess you would have to assume that Shnei Shvilin are. I was assuming like Tosfos that it's Darabanan. So in order for in order to say that interpretation in the Gra. You'd have to say that Shnei Shvilin is also a din d'oraisa, I suppose. So, anyhow, there are those who take the other approach. So I agree with you that the Prima Gadim's first raya is an araya, whatever the Prima Gadim's raya from Lach B'Lach, like we explained. The lashon I think of the Rashba still is very much. Indicative that it's a din derabanan, and I guess I'm not convinced by the diuk. I don't really see any evidence to say it's deraisa. Yes.
In the Shmeres Abayis, doesn't he imply that it's derabanan also? Meaning he responds to Ra'ah and says on the deraisa level, there's no difference really between lach b'lach yavish b'yavish, and so then he sort of bases. And this is what I wrote about this question. So it sounds like he's saying in a chama deraisa level not, but on derabanan level, then we have to factor in the fact that on deraisa level, it's irrelevant what the scale of the bittul is, whether it be little particles, little molecules, they're still bittul. But on a darbon lach, we have to focus on the way it's perceived, etc., things like that, and that's why we're machalik between yavish beavish and lach blah. So there sounded like
the Bishar Zabai sounds like it's a dindera, it's a chumad rabbanan.
I think so.
Okay.
It's not so clear, but I'm pretty sure.
As if it's lashon v'yevshal dipari, he keeps on referencing the isur rabbanan is only in a case of where it's efshal dipari, where people perceive it as things that you could take apart.
Who says that's a dindera? What does that mean?
But it's things, meaning.
Because if it's efshal dipari, you're not always eating isur. You're not for sure eating isur if you bite into it. Right? If it's efshal dipari, so then it's like.
Yevshal dipari, who says then by the eating isur, if I take a spoonful?
If it's Yevshel Parit,
yeah.
It's evenly distributed.
Who says that? It could be solids that are mixed together.
No,
and can't
no
get
the point is that there has to be able to not be to be vada eating hetter, right? You have to be able to say that.
Are we saying that? No.
No, isn't that?
How else would you
each,
read it?
Each one you have a time. This is vada hetter, and it's sort of left somewhere else.
This right. Might be vada hetter. That's all. For it to be mutter, you need to be able to say this might be vada hetter. This might be hetter. No vada. This might be hetter. Okay. Now, I mean, again, one question in the Rashba is, which we alluded to before, which is this a din halacha charov, or just enough to say it might be vadei hatter? Which you see, it sounds like the Rashba himself is a little bit unsure about, because he's not sure. He writes afshar shem bishel miktasan letzad echad umiktasan letzad echad shakol mutter. What's the time to say that? That would be aser, because you don't have a rov anymore. Right, there's no halacha charov in that case. But his conclusion would seem to be that that is mutter. In other words, you don't actually need a halacha charov in the end of the day. Anyway, the point is, though, that if you do take this approach, then the Rosh and the Rashba aren't that far apart. Because, as we'll see, first of all, even though the Rosh holds of nefach, it's not a true nefach. That's why we say chos b'neir and mas tumas mas and the like. And the Rashba we're saying also holds of nefach. He just thinks that there's a chumad rabbanan. So what would seem perhaps at first glance, or what could be read as a major machlokas about the nature of bittul, might end up being a minor machlokas about a takana d'rabbanan and the gather of the takana d'rabbanan in terms of lach b'lach shishim. Okay. Yes.
Why would Dr. Ashba, maybe the Chazal or whomever, be sucking this?
Why?
Yeah.
Because it's like lach belach. You're vadei ochel iser. Just like we're machmir for lach belach to require shishim.
But then that's a split then. It's a little bit funny. Right. You don't require shishim.
No, that's the point. Once it's lach belach, in other words, eating them shloshim bevas achas, or you cook them up together, so then it's now it is the same thing as a tarovus lach belach. And therefore we require shishim. It's bechlal that din, the rabbanan of requiring shishim by lach belach. When you eat them together, it is lach belach. It's no longer yavish biyavish. Because you can't, yavish biyavish is where I could say this is vadei hater, or this is hater. Now again, we mentioned before that not everybody agrees to this. The smag, certainly argues with the Rashba, because he holds that it's asur ladim echad lechol shlashtan. Maybe he requires that you do need aslinan basar rov, even though l'chor that too is wrong, because he's matir one person to eat two, even bevas achas. So maybe he's also kain the Rashba, he just thinks it's a tarti desasri to have one person to eat all three bezachar zeh. And that's certainly the case that the Prima Gadim says. The Prima Gadim says that the Smag and Tosfos both hold that that din is only a din de Rabbanan. And the Machlokas that they have with the Rashba is only mid Rabbanan. Okay, we have the Rid at the very least. Fine. Now, what are some of the Rash Nafgaminas between the Rashba and the Rush? So, obviously, the first Nafgamina is the one that they argue about, which is, are you allowed to eat all three at once, or cook all three at together and eat it? We're not going to go through nafkaminas yet. What are the shitos of the Rishonim? So we have the Rush, who could eat all three at once. We have the Rashba, who says you could eat all three zeh achar zeh. We have Tosfos, which is on Taf Kuf Amud Aleph, Dimas Chibirya, and the Beis Yosef B'Shem HaSmag. that we don't look at each maisa achila separately, rather we look at the person, and therefore it's aser for one person to eat them all, even zachar zeh, because you're vade ochel iser. It sounds like that's also the view of the Ra'ah. Then we have opinion number four is Rashi and Avodah Zarah, who says that you need to throw out one of them. It's not just the din in Gezel HaShevet. You need it so that it doesn't look like there's an Achila Shel Isser. And it's not just the din in Gezel HaShevet. Not so clear what the reason is for this, but what the reason for Rashi is. The Chuvos Maimoni says it's Shelo Yochal Adam Echad. And that's sort of what the Rav Yah says, right? Dafka b'davish nisari ve'ena iser be'en ein tzarech laharim. Aval b'davar yavesh u've'en tzarech litla d'havada yesh kan iser v'hu yochal lefamim be'iser b'fnei atzmo. Anyway, how do we paskin? So, the Rechaber paskins like the Rashba, and he brings down the smug that one person shouldn't eat all of them as a yesh omrim. The Rama writes that l'chatchila you should follow the smag. It's not such a difficult chumrah. But in Siv Beis, he writes that b'makom hafsid we paskin like the rush. Now there's l'chora, the Rama's view is that mikra didn't we paskin like the rush. Why didn't he mention the rush in Sif Aleph? Because Sif Aleph is a l'chatchila shayla. So l'chatchila, why should you be somech on the rush? Sif Beis is a b'diavad shayla. Namely, you already cooked them. You already cooked them. If it would be a hafsid, so then you could be somech on a rush. Sort of ironic, it's a little bit the opposite of the Tur, right? Strange that the Tur only quotes the rush in the equivalent of Sif Aleph, and then brings in the Rashba and Sif Beis in the B'dievid case. I don't really know why. I have like fancy theories why that might be, but none of them really make too much sense. Tur's presentation is a little strange, I thought. Yeah?
Methodological question?
Yeah.
The Rama and the Dark Moshe said Hameka lo hifsid.
Right, which is, I think, a reflection of Sif Beis.
So, no, is there a difference between Hameka lo hifsid and Mekilin b'makom hafsid? Because Hameka lo hifsid sounds almost like...
Yes, on its own, I would have thought that. So does that indicate that it's a chazara, or when he says Hameka lo hifsid means a b'makom hafsid, you could be Mekil? I don't know. I would think it probably means the same thing in both cases. Hameka lo hifsid means, like, if you want to be Mekel, you could be Mekel, but rather not to be Mekel. And Mutter b'makom hafsid means the same thing. If it's not a hafsid, you may as well be Machmir. Mm-hmm. It could be, it's, you know, they are a little different and there was some type of chazara, but my inclination is that they really mean the same thing. You know, sometimes it is very hard to tell. You know, we have so many gradations. We have Mutter b'hafsid v'ruba, Mutter b'hafsid m'ruba tzarch mitzvah, Mutter b'makom hafsid, Machmir tav bracha. What?
Wait, we're going to define them. Shai Shester said that like, for a cold guy, like a piece of meat falling out of the freezer, hafsid m'ruba. It's hard to believe that anything in, like, Western society is hafsid m'ruba. Like, so I'm just wondering, like, what does it mean?
Your Shabbos?
No, a frozen piece of meat. Because, like, it's, you know, it's a good chunk of change. But really, I'm not a cold guy.
Right.
But I'm just wondering how much histatus b'muat is expected before we say hefzid meruba.
Right. It's a very good question. And I think it has both a objective and a subjective component. What do I mean by subjective? I mean that some people will see, if you tell them, yeah, you have to throw that out, that's like they feel like this was a hefsid meruba. You know, if you tell somebody it's to throw $25 in a garbage can, so that's like very hard for them. Now, the fact that the same person goes and blows $50 on a restaurant meal with their spouse, like on a date, you know, $50, you barely get a restaurant meal nowadays. And so you could say that's mamash astira. Like, okay, you didn't need to go to that restaurant. You could have had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for supper. That would have cost you $1.75. Right? And so the fact that you're willing to spend $50 on supper when you could have eaten for $1.75 and ended up with the same nourishment, so that shows that you don't care about your money. But the reality is that's not the way people think. And the reality is also that people's perspective on money is totally irrational. Economists are sort of now dawning about this. No, no, there's people will like go to great lengths to save like $6 on certain things. They'll like take three buses and a train to save $6, and then but they'll like throw away money on the silliest things. And the fact is that not everybody is like, you know, this rational economist that is thinking about everything. So that they spend, you have people that like make $150 an hour, but will spend $45 to save $3. It doesn't make a tiny drop of sense. But for them to like take a cab when you could take a train and save a lot of time. But it's, how could you do that? Why would I take a train if I could save $6 and take a cab? You know? So I think the answer is that that for a lot of people, throwing out something that's other, even if the way they spend their money shows this isn't a hefset meruba, for them it's a hefset meruba. So I think there is an objective element, meaning to say, but there's also a subjective element. And
paying a ticket is psychologically very similar.
It's like paying for parking. It's like, you know, I'll circle for 45 minutes to save, right? But you're right. Why do people get so upset about tickets and like go crazy to like save tiny amounts of money, you know, with the most crazy kunsim for online shopping, or I don't know. It's people aren't rational. But I think that does have a factor, because when you tell people that this perfectly good looking food, throw it out, they see that as a hefset mover. They get very upset. They would go, you know, do all sorts of contortions to avoid that. And then the same people will like happily spend $50 more than they need to on an S-Rog. And you'll say, that doesn't make any sense. One's a Shailan Isser Deraisa, and one is like maybe Epis a Shtickle extra hitter. But it's true, doesn't make sense. But people aren't rational. So I do think that's a factor as well. Okay. Fine. Another nafkamina to this discussion is Isser Mashu, or might be a nafkamina. At least the Beis Yosef claims it's a nafkamina. Meaning to say, according to the Beis Yosef, we know we have a machlokas, another machlokas, between the Rosh and the Rashba by Pesach, Yavish B'Yavish. The Rosh is Mekel, the Rashba's Machmir. The Rosh is Mekel, that even though Chametz is an Isser Mashu, that's with respect to Lach B'Lach. But when it comes to an Isser Yavesh, Takas Batol Chad B'Trei, like everything else. And the Rashba says no. So the Beis Yosef assumes that that's the Rosh L'Shitaso. How so? Because the Rosh holds that it's Nefach L'Heter. So it's Heter Gamor. It's Heter Gamor, so why would you be more Machmir on Pesach? Right? Okay, Pesach, it's a Chamor Isser, it's Lobedili and Shimine, all those very interesting things. But Lamaisa, this is Heter. So there's no need to be Machmir if it's Heter. Though this isn't exactly the same, but like just like the Tosos HaRash explained that the reason why we're Makel from Imbashin Amino Davashesh Lamatirin is because there's no Isser here, there's nothing for the Chumra to be Chal upon. So Yavish B'Yavish is Heter Gamor, it's Nefach L'Heter, and what's there to talk about? Whereas the Rashba, the Beis Yosef is assuming, even maybe it's Derabanan, but he doesn't really hold of Nefach. The Haraya, you can't eat all three at once. So, therefore, it makes sense that the Chumras should apply. Now, that's not how the Rashba actually proves his point. He proves his point from the fact that any time something is Aser B'Shishim, so you see it's Tali and Tam, but once something in Lach B'Lach isn't Tali B'Shishim, so it's not Tali and Tam, so therefore the Chumrah should apply equally to Lach B'Lach and Yavish B'Yavish. There's no longer any reason to distinguish between them, but at least the Beis Yosef is assuming fundamentally it's rooted in the same distinction. Now what's interesting, just parenthetically, again, we're not going to get into Chametz again because we already talked about that, is that then Shitas HaRash is the exact opposite of the Trumas HaDeshen that we talked about. Remember in the Ramban Hilchos Pesach, it's a Simen Tav Mem Zayin Siv Dalet. Right, according to Trumas HaDeshen, Chametz Lach B'Lach, that's Nizbatel Kodem Pesach, is Omeid Tero, but Yavish B'Yavish remains Aser. Right? Or it's Chozer V'Neir. You still might say Mutter Al Talach Acharov, but it's Chozer V'Neir on Pesach, which sort of is, it makes sense if you learn like the Rashba, though the Rashba himself might not say that. Anyway, but if you learn like the Rash, that there's more Nefach for Lach B'Lach, so you would never say that. Right, you never say that. Well, if it's Lach B'Lach is Chozer V'Neir, but not Yavish B'Yavish. Okay. Anyway, that's another Nafka Mina. A third Nafka Mina is, which is really more or less this first one, but comes out a little different, which is what's the din if you cook them together? So the Rashba says if you cook all three together, that's a problem, and then you'd need shishim and a rotev. And in this case, this is the point that the Rashba clarified in the tshuva later, whether it's a chazara or just a clarification, but it would, the rotev could re-aser the chatichos, so that you could no longer even eat the chatichos individually. And the Darkei Moshe points out in Sifkat and Dalet that this is the Rashba L'shitaso, that we don't say nafach, and therefore could re-aser them. And the Gras sort of makes the same point in Sifkat and Tess. Now another question would be, well, what about Bittul Isser L'chatchila? So if you really think that according to the Rashba, there isn't nafach, even midrabanan, meaning to say we see Isser as being present here, so you could eat each one as long as you could say this one is not Aser, but there's still Isser present, so because at least midrabanan we don't say Nafach, so the Isser is still here. So if the Isser is here, then you might have expected to therefore say that you couldn't even add Heter to cook them all together. Right. Let's say again you had two pieces of heter, one piece of isser. So you could eat them individually, but you can't eat them together. You can't cook them together. The question is, could you now add another 58 pieces of heter and now cook them all together? So the Ran initially thinks that would be usser. Why? Because since we don't say nafach, so then we clear, and we don't allow you to eat all three together, so we're misyaches to this taroves as having isser present. And therefore, to add or to be mevatel that isser would be bechlal the din of bittul isser lechatchila. But then the Ran says, but the Ra'ah is mekel about this question. It's mutter to add the hatter, and this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, which is very interesting because. And I guess you could see this as a chiddush within bittul yavish biyavish. Or a chiddush in bittul isser lechatchila. It's a chiddush in bittul yavish biyavish. That's probably the more intuitive way to say it, which is actually, even though the Rashba says you can't eat all three at once, which we thought that meant, well, we don't actually say nafach midirabanan, and we see isser as present. Well, actually, no. We don't see isser as present. We just say that you can't do a maisa chila where you're vaday eating isser. But the isser actually, even midrabanan is batel. If the isser midrabanan is batel, so then there would be no reason why you can't add the 58 pieces of heter and then cook it all together. Because there is no isser here. It's not bittul isser l'chatchila. There's no isser. The isser was batel. It was nefach l'heter. If it was nefach l'heter, why can't you eat all three at once like the Rash said? No, that's not true. Because there, since you're vaday ochel isser, chazal asered it. But even on a derabbanan level, we see the iser as if in being batal, and that's why the Ra'ah says that it's going to be mutter to be mosif iser.
I mean, I'd be saying that.
In a certain sense, yeah, that's one way to put it. I think that's the more intuitive way. In other words, I think that there's a big, very big chiddush in terms of understanding the Rashba. You know, we were clarifying before, does the Rashba hold nefach midiraisa midirabanan? Midiraisa does he hold of nefach? We're assuming pashit midirabanan he doesn't hold of nefach. And now we're saying, no, maybe even midirabanan he holds of nefach. First of all, that's why you could eat two out of three. And moreover, that's why you could also even be mosif heter. To be mevatel, it won't be considered bitulas of chatila. Again, it's just this very narrow derabanan that says you can't eat all three bevasa achas, because that's like isur nivlalin. The other way to try to justify this is sort of in the realm of bitulas of chatila, as we know that not every case that bitulas of chatila might have more narrow. Not everything that should be bitulas of chatila is bitulas of chatila. There are different ways to say that. That was Rabbi's way of reading this.
Meaning it's just not gerula, because there's a hefter way of eating it.
Right, something along those lines. But you're still being goyim hefter, you're still being goyim bittel. You're saying, no, since there's a way to eat this better, then it's not bechlal that. Yeah, exactly. I'm saying that's, I'm not saying it's a bad way to learn, but.
Also, according to the Chazarism, is it there banan you can't eat? Sorry, you can't eat anyway.
I made the mistake also.
Sorry?
According to
the
Chazar, can't you be Mosif anyway? Can't you be kind of Derabana?
Oh, maybe.
As kind of the
cleaner. Yeah, yeah, no, maybe. Okay. I'm happy that you're going over it. Don't forget that in less than a week from today, you'll have been long finished your Bechinas and graded them. Okay. Give or take. No. Don't like delay this bechina. So like the next week when we do the Hakdamah to Bas B'chalav, you're still taking your old bechinas and things like that. Just. Good. I'm happy to hear that. It's very easy bechina. Very short. Very easy. Okay. Fine. We're running out of time, so I'm just going to give you some aramakomos about that are very important to the siman, but we don't have time to discuss. So one very interesting discussion that relates to bitul yavish b'yavish is, do all the pieces have to be at the same place, right? And this is actually a very fundamental question, because why would you be machalik between a bitul of lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish? So one reason is the svara that Yoni was alluding to before, which is that bittel yavesh b'yavesh is not a natural taroves. It's sort of a artificial taroves that was created via your yediyah. That might be why yediyah is very important, like in terms of creating, causing the bittel. Might be shita sarash, why yediyah is so fundamental, is dafka in the realm of yavesh b'yavesh, which is also questionable, but because it's the idea that creates the taroves, so it's also going to be the idea that causes the heter of the taroves, of bittel. And if so, so it's the idea created taroves, then there's no need for there to even be physical proximity. We could have one piece of meat in Europe, and one in America, and one in Africa, but if I don't remember, I know that two are kosher, one isn't, I just don't remember which is which, there's bittel. Because after all, everything is tall in yediyah. That is what I thought is the pashtos. And the Prima Gadim in Sifkatan Aleph makes this point. Also the Chavos Das, or Sameach, and others. However, the Bach, as well as the Bina Adam, all argue that even for Yavish B'Yavish, you need the Taroves to be one place.
Like Shabbos.
Shabbos.
On Shabbos.
Aha, right. Okay. Anyway, it's a very important thing to consider, but not for now. Another very important question to ask is the following. This is really, you know, the Rashba himself asked this question and it caused his clarification, but it's a kasha on the Rush. Remember, the Gemara said, let's say by the Gidin, right, libato beruba, or chaticha ben chatichos, libato beruba. So we're there talking about a case where they were cooked together, presumably, right? You cooked a bunch of pieces together, and we're saying libato beruba, and we know that most Rishonim, the ones at least that we paskin, say libato beruba means rov, not ribu, so it means rov. So that means that you should be able to eat these pieces, right? So the problem is like this, but the rotev, like the Mishnah says, aser b'nesinas tam. So why doesn't the rotev then go and aser the pieces? So if you learn that, right?
Why is that just because the chatichah rov is kaveh?
No, the havamina. I'm asking what's pshat in the gemara? The livato beruba. That means as long as there's rov, it's mutter. The rotev is b'nosin tam. The Mishnah said.
Yeah, but that's only because the chatichah. I mean, that's the Mishnah.
No, the havamina. What is the question, libato beruva? I'm going to tell you it's aser ben nesinas tam.
So say it's all mutter. Libato beruva, it's all mutter. Why is that a?
But the rotev is lach belach. You need shishim. It's benosin tam. We know the halach. The Mishnah says the rotev is benosin tam, and the Gemara's kasha is, but the chaticho should be bato beruv. So this is the Rashba's question on himself, right? Why don't the pieces become aser machmas the rotev? The rotev's aser if there's let's say there's only rov iser, rov heter, right? So the rotev's aser. So shouldn't that rotev aser the pieces?
There's not shishim.
It says rov libatol beruba.
The chaticho.
There's two pieces of heter, one piece of iser.
A lot of
rotev. So that's the ukimta. You're going to say the gemar's kasha of libatol beruba is. Well, maybe there's
why,
not.
Why can't Libato? I still don't. Why can't Libato Beruba be asking against the whole Mishnah?
It's on the din of the Mishnah. The halacha in the Mishnah should have been it's mutter if there's rov. That's the Gemara's kasha. I'm saying it's not. Shouldn't have been mutter if there's rov. Should require shishim.
Why?
So anyway, because the rotev will ask for the pieces. I'm not going to talk about it now because this is on the Mar Makomos section of this year. So if you don't think of kasha, then whatever you do, don't look at the Tos Harash. So the Tos Harash asked the question, so he gives two answers, very interesting answers. The first answer is l'shitasi it's mutter because I hold of nefach. His second answer is l'shitasi it's mutter because I hold yediyah's goreim. And hacha b'mayaskinan, there is yediyah im lo noda ad la'achash in his bashla. Of course, the rotev will aser. Now, there's a lot of very interesting chidushim over there. First of all, like how could you have a different din on the chatichos and the rotev? And moreover, if you look at the two answers, it sounds a little bit like the first answer, he's makel even without yedia, right? He thinks that you don't need yedia for betel. It's only in the second answer that you need yedia for betel. L'chora, both answers don't work for the Rashba, which is why the Rashba basically says in Elchanami, when he discusses this, the rotev would taka aser the pieces.
That sounds more like the Bach, right? If the Rashba doesn't answer with Yediyah.
Well, no, because Yediyah doesn't work midirabanan. The machlokas Bach and Shach is whether there's Yediyah midiraisa. Now the problem is okay. So the Rashba said enough, the rotev will aser the meat, right? So how do you read the Gemara? Didn't the Gemara say libatol beruba? So the Rashba, I couldn't find, addressed that question, but the Ra'ah and the Ritva both asked this question, and they say that Afal Gav din Isbashlu Yachad b'kasavar Haytana d'yivkin nosami kol makom d'yukut masnisin naktinan kev d'gabe rotev k'tani v'arotev nosin tam d'gabe gidin tani stama kulun asur and mashma afilu hecha d'laka taima k'amar d'kulun asuraus u'mishimachi parchinan kev d'lo the lack of time out libato chad betray. In other words, hachmai eskinan that there was shishim. They basically say you have to make that ukimta. If you don't say like the Ritva, is there another possibility? So you could say ribo means rov means ribo. Okay, fine. Now I don't know. There are some other haros I wanted to talk about. Really going through the continuation of the rush. But We'll have to talk about it on Purim.
Hmm.
No, next week. Next week, we're Mamish going to be holding a Bas
Monday?
Yeah.
Or Tuesday, we said.
Monday. All right.
Monday, we're recovering.
Right. Fine. So, for anyone who's interested, well, I'll try to think of what exactly to talk about if if anybody wants, maybe we'll go through some of the Nekudos, especially the Rayos of the Rush, and try to be mevayer what the Rush really holds, and get into your machlokas with Hoodie in terms of the Tutsdadim, how to read the Rush. Maybe we'll get into Shitas HaRambam, which is also very interesting in terms of this. Other interesting questions, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, right? Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Shein Omino, and some of it was lost to Nechishim, all sorts of fun shilas on Monday. Fine. So Monday, if anyone's interested, we'll have a little more chabura on Kuftes, but if it's going to stare you from beginning Bas B'Chalav on time, you shouldn't come. It's Aser. It's only mutter for people that are going to start Bas B'Chalav Tuesday afternoon. That's the Tanai for attendance. and then we'll talk about whether we'll be on Thursday or Wednesday in terms of Bas B'Chalav. In terms of Bas B'Chalav, you know, we're going to have a shtickle hakdama, which is not sort of so much on the Shulchan Aruch. It's a little non-Shulchan Aruch focused hakdama, but a lot of the lamdish shailas, a lot of the fascinating Rambams is Nekuda Nefla. You should look at the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, some other more klaliistic Bas B'Chalav questions that sort of will have reverberations as we go through Shulchan Aruch, but aren't necessarily associated with any particular simon or sif. I suppose do whatever you think makes sense, or I'll try to find some armakomas. No, in other words, it's good to like introduce a sugya on your own, like, you know, start from the psukim, and you could look at sefer mitzvos and things like that. But I could send you some armakomos. But, you know, explore it on your own. You'll find all sorts of interesting things.
Okay. I didn't understand
the Beis Yosef says that Yavish B'Yavish on Pesach. What's the shear?